application is the application of Scott Crawford. Site is located south of Road 277, Angola Road, being south of Montgomery Court, 570 feet east of Suburban Boulevard, and being more specifically Lot 8, Phase 3, Angola Estates, with a 911 address of 33621 Montgomery Court, Lewis, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 234, Map 12, Parcel 7, Unit Number 47519, requesting a variance from the rear yard setback requirement. On this application, they're requesting more specifically a 4.2-foot variance from the 5-foot required setback on the rear yard and as for a shed. This application, we received no letters of support, no letters in opposition, and no mail returns. And that's all I have, gentlemen, unless you have questions.
Thank you, Mr. Lynch. All right, sir. You have me sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Scott Crawford, 33621 Montgomery Court, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Documents and things, I can hand that to you.
Submit it down to Mr. Lank at the end.
You need that up there so you can answer your questions. We already have that, I think.
Okay.
You have another one?
Well, I have the federal approval. I have been a drawing for the...
Okay, we don't have that.
Okay. This is the drawing that I handed in to them.
The survey shows that... The survey already shows where the shed is.
Yeah, but this was... I was going by a piece of property.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I realize that the survey shows...
So we can pass both of them down. And you're going to need copies of these back, because we need to keep some.
But yeah, no, copies. I have copies already.
Oh, okay. So I can pass those down.
Just a regular survey. And I was going by the assumption that my property line was square.
I understand. And you can explain that to the board. Oh. But we already have this. We already have your survey.
Perfect.
Okay. Mr. Crawford gave me a copy of a letter of approval from Homeland America Communities, the developer. A copy of what he thought his lot was shaped like, with a straight line instead of an arc on the back.
Mm-hmm.
And then a copy of how the arc affects his shed.
Okay.
So I'll pass those down.
Thank you.
Before the applicant starts, I'd like to ask Mr. Blank a question.
Sure.
On the west side of the dwelling, Mr. Blank, I see a 9.6 tenths setback.
Okay.
Is that they don't need a 4/10 of a variance on that?
I'd have to check that, Mr. Ricker. The I don't know if there was a previous variance granted or if this is a buildable area portion of Angola Estates. Angola Estates has an area that's set aside with buildable areas only, and I think that might be that situation. I don't have the drawing of all of Angola Estates.
Okay, because I saw where it was.
I have the drawing of the Angola Estates. So everything has been developed there already.
Well, the problem with Angola Estates is there's a portion of Angola Estates that's got buildable areas, not lot lines. So they've got monumented areas where you can build just one section that way because of some difficulties we had when it first started developing.
Okay.
They were kind of putting things here, there, and everywhere, and that corrected it. And then the other section had lots like yours. Yours appears to be a lot. Physically, that you lease that lot exactly the way it's drawn.
Yeah.
And I don't know, in this section, I think Angola Estates is it's a RPC, and the setbacks, I'm assuming, would be 10, but I'd have to verify that. I didn't see that myself when we looked at the application. The issue was the shed.
Yeah, because...
I can double check and see if he had a previous variance. I can check that while you're going through the public hearing process.
Okay, thank you. That's all, Mr. Chair.
All right, sir. You want to explain to the board then?
When I, my mom has owned this house since like 92. She passed away, so she left me the house. And I was living in another section of Angola. And when I moved over here, I had a shed at the other location. So this is when I got the application to move the shed. House. There was an existing shed there, not just replacing that existing shed with this shed. Mm-hmm. I was staying on the same property line, but it would further back.
Okay.
And that's apparently where the problem came in, because I was too close to the property line in the back. Now, there was like a natural, the backyard has kind of like a natural square, and we've been maintaining that piece of property since my mom had bought the house. And actually, we still do maintain it, and it probably goes back about 6 feet from the property line as it is now. Not that that really matters, but that's, we've been actually utilizing that part of the yard for quite a while, and the neighbor behind there that had the house built recently, they doesn't have a problem with the shed or anything like that. It's less lawn for him to care for. I guess my main problem was I thought the property was square, didn't have that arch in the back. Because if it was squared off, I would have had enough room for the 5-foot setback, but I put it too close to the line there.
Okay. All right, sir. Let's see.
I have the.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board, Mr. Rickards?
Yeah, what's preventing you? You moved it there. What's preventing you from moving it into compliance?
If the shed was to be moved any farther forward,
yeah,
it would be, it's a lot closer to the house than it appears here on the drawing.
Okay.
So if we moved it any farther, we wouldn't be able to open the shed doors. We wouldn't be able to, access the shed.
How about if you moved it, you turned it the other way?
Turn it this way?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could. We have trees right there. I'd have to cut down the trees.
Trees in what? In that? In the?
They're right next to the shed.
Right in the east corner there.
Yes, where it says 20.1.
Mm-hmm.
There are two trees right there, about 60 feet high, I guess.
How about the other way?
The other way, I'd be in. The other way.
Mm-hmm. In other words, move it down the other way.
Well.
Towards the east.
Right now, it lines up straight with the house and everything.
Mm-hmm.
If I move it that way, it will be cockeyed. And my neighbor next door, he does a very nice job with his lawn, and it will look odd. But that, we might be able to do that.
In other words,
I don't think my neighbor would be very happy, but in order to become in compliance, that might be a...
It is a possibility that you could put it in compliance.
I'd have to check, make sure we have enough room inside for that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say right now I can move it and it's going to stay in compliance. I'd have to measure it, make sure.
Mm-hmm. It looks like it just appears that it would.
Yes. Yeah, it appears I have an awful lot of land right there on that side.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yes, the shed is full. It would take a several-day project. Not that I guess that matters, it costs an awful lot of money to move it, that's all.
All right, that's all.
Okay, Mr. Burton?
He asked a question.
I'm sorry?
Question.
Again, okay. Mr. Mills?
Yeah, you had mentioned the neighbor's property and the effect of the shed. If you'd moved it over, you think that would alter the essential character of the neighborhood? And
yes.
I got you.
Yes, it would definitely. Because I have a sidewalk that comes straight back,
uh-huh.
And everything is, perfectly aligned.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were to cock that shed over, it would be.
It would change the
character. You have a nice straight line, the shed on the line, then the shed would be like this with it.
Right.
And this guy's over here, he wouldn't be happy, but
so you're suggesting the way it is right now, it does not alter the essential character.
Yeah, here. Yeah.
Okay. No other questions.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
The the property bordering the shed on the line, is there a common property of Angola Beach, or is there a house there on the line?
There's a house right behind me.
There is.
I have a little drawing here.
30
the house was built a couple years ago. Like I said, we've been utilizing, it's a large piece of property that he has in the back, and I didn't realize that my property was so short. So we've been utilizing, taking care of it, and it's a natural you know, they have woods and everything just looks kind of natural that it would be my property. So we've been maintaining it, and that, and we still do it. But it, in fact, it isn't
my property. Does that property owner have any problem with your shed?
No, no, not at all.
Thank you.
That's what he's saying.
But okay. I had the same question that Mr. Hudson had. It appears on your survey that the area behind you is other lands of Angola Beach LLC. Not a lot.
That's why I was.
I'm not sure.
I was just trying to get that clear.
Maybe
I'm not sure if I quite understand.
Is there a buffer between the properties?
Lawrence,
would that natural area that he's talking about be a buffer between the properties?
Well, I know I have a wooden spot back here.
You have this is your rear line. This is lot number 9. This is lot number 7. This is lot number, I can't read it upside down.
Yeah,
I think it's so 5 or 6. Okay, but this shows that it's other lands of Angola Beach LLC, meaning it's not a lot for someone to build on the way across. Is there open space?
Yeah, there's already a house here.
Okay, it just doesn't show it that way.
Yeah, there's a house all over here.
Okay, it just doesn't show it that way.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I thought the same thing. I thought it was open space.
Yeah, that's all been developed.
Okay. Mr. Mills, you done? I'm sorry. No, Mr. Tripp.
Looking at your what you had submitted to us, it looks like it says relocate shed, and it looks like a drawing, and it says approved March 26, 2012. Who stamped it approved? Was that by the developer, Hometown Angola Beach? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
I submitted it to them. Okay. They came out, looked at the area, and
okay. So it kind of went with this letter. I wanted
yes.
to make sure it was.
Yeah, I made the drawing myself.
Okay.
It's it's not correct, but I didn't have the survey at that point. I got the survey done after.
So you were always of the impression that your lot was square back there, and then that would have afforded you the extra 4.2 feet from a property line.
Actually, it would have been a lot more from what I was considering the property line to be. I had no idea it was curved, and like I say, there's a lot of land between our houses. It's not developable, but it has a natural barrier. Like there's a tree here, some trees here, like all in line. So we had planted flowers along the line and that type of thing.
Right.
When we got the survey, we realized that, no, that isn't our property, but it's been there so long that I still take care of it, and the neighbor is fine with it.
Does the shed have footers or a concrete floor or anything like that?
It has footers.
You say if you squared off the lot, that you're under the impression of squaring off that lot, you would have a lot less, wouldn't you? If you squared it off. I'm squaring it off here just by my pencil squaring it off.
He did that before he had the survey done.
Before he had the survey,
the survey?
I put it in before the survey.
Okay.
I had to get the survey because I found out I was in violation.
But it didn't make any sense if I looked at the survey.
But I had no idea that I was in violation until.
Is what you're saying, you thought your property line was back to that buffer area?
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Which is another 6 feet behind your shed?
Yeah, yes,
okay.
6 feet.
You had mentioned that there was a shed previously there that your mother, I guess, had put on the property?
Yes.
When was that shed put on the property?
I guess back in 92, I think that's when they put the house in.
And was it in the same location as the shed currently?
Yes. The only thing is that it went longer back. It went farther back.
The new shed or the old shed?
The new shed. My shed is 20 feet long. The other one was like 8 or 10 feet long.
So the new shed went further back to the rear yard?
Yes, and that's where the penalty occurred because it went farther back and hit the property line in the rear.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I was reading your your drawing here correctly. Okay, I have nothing further here.
Mr. Reckers?
I'd like to ask you one more time.
Certainly.
Okay. You moved the shed there?
Yes.
Right.
Well, I had a contract to move it.
Right.
I didn't move it.
Right, I understand.
Yeah.
So you could put it in compliance. You said that, right? Did you say you could put it in compliance, but you would upset the neighbor next door? Right? Is that your reasoning for not?
Well, I don't even know if I can put it in compliance that way. I'd have to measure and make sure that you mean by tilting the shed, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Tilting it, I'm not quite sure if I'll be able to
Because you're under...
This is the property line. If I tilt it, I'm not sure how much farther back is going to put this corner before I can get farther back.
Yeah, because you're under 600 square feet, so that means you only have to be 5 feet from each line.
Yes.
Okay. You would have got a 9.9 and a 20.1, right? That's what your size of your shed.
It's 10 by 20?
Well, yes, 10 by 20.
Yeah. I had thought about that in the past, but when I did it on paper, if this is the property line in the back,
mm-hmm.
and I start to turn that shed, uh-huh. it puts the corner further back into
the setback?
Yeah, I'm even further out. I'm even closer to the line or over the line until I move it to a certain...
Okay.
I don't know how far I have to move it over to get it into compliance. So I'm not sure how much of an angle I've got to turn that shed
to get it
in compliance.
Yeah, because you got 18 feet on the other side. There's no problem there, right? So you only need 5 for the other for the rear.
18, see, I don't, wow.
You got 18.4.
That's a lot of. Well, I get a feeling that my neighbor is using,
So you feel, that you would, feel it would be difficult?
The way, you see the porch in the side porch?
Sure.
There's a sidewalk right next to that.
Okay.
And that goes straight down the property line.
All right.
Okay. He actually has, he's using a lot of my property now, apparently. Can I look at that? Because his property is going to go very small on the side of his house.
Mm-hmm.
If I was to take his land, I mean, he's been using it and taking care of it, and it's considered his. I don't own the land here. It just... I rent the land, and I just, I feel like I'd be encroaching on his property, like taking his property away.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if you...
Probably your sidewalk's, 4 foot wide, something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, 3-4 foot. But, yeah, as I see, he's...
That would restrict you. And on your left, you have trees, is that correct?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of trees all around.
Okay.
60-foot trees.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. All righty. Been hearing no, no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has shown uniqueness in the situation and the property. The property is of an odd shape. It's not rectangular or squared. He suggested it can't be developed in strict conformity and further suggested it's necessary to enable reasonable use of his property. Further suggested it wasn't created by him and that he thought that prior to having a survey that he was in compliance. And by moving the shed, he feels that it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood. From the testimony I heard, it lines up aesthetically with the neighbor's property, and so he preferred to keep it that way. A minimum to afford relief, I make a motion that we approve case number 11,397.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,397. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickers?
Aye. I believe the applicant has explained to me exactly why he can't move the shed.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason have been stated, so by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,397 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Can I ask the chair, what about the 4-foot?
I have to look into that, Mr. Stricker. That's not part of the application. If we need to do another process, we can.
I don't want to cost him another $400.
No, we should pick that up.
Okay.
It's a residential planned community. I need to verify what setback requirements are specifically for that, or if there's been a variance granted for a blanket for that whole park.
Okay, so you could waiver that for
if we need one, right?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, sir.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes, sir.